Fedora and FSTRIM by Jake Edge. December 31, 2019. A proposal to periodically run the FSTRIM command on Fedora 32 systems was discussed recently on the Fedora Devel mailing list. FSTRIM is used to cause a file system to inform the underlying storage of unused blocks, which can help SSDs and other types of block devices perform better. There were a number of questions and concerns raised, including whether to change the behavior of earlier versions of the distribution when they get upgraded and if the kernel should be responsible for handling the whole problem. The proposal for a Fedora 32 system-wide change to enable FSTRIM timer by default was posted by program manager Ben Cotton on behalf of its owner, Chris Murphy. The FSTRIM timer system D unit file simply runs FSTRIM service, which runs FSTRIM weekly on mounted file systems. Quote, unsupported hardware, e.g. most SD card, SSD, and NVMe drives, LVM thin provision storage, and file systems ext4, XFS, BTRFS, F2FS, but excluding FAT16, 32, FSTRIM will inform underlying physical storage devices firmware about unused blocks. This hinting can make wear leveling and block erasure more efficient. Quote ends. But some devices have imperfect or broken support for the trim or discard operation. Even those devices with good support may take some time to act on the trim commands, which delays other I/O to the device. The timer is set for Monday at 0000 local time, which is meant to avoid affecting most users. Those sleeping and powered off systems will run FSTRIM when they wake up or boot. Under those circumstances, the delay may be more noticeable, but it's expected most users won't notice this. Quote, some are concerned with changing this behavior on package updates or upgrades from previous Fedora versions, however. Stuart D. Gathman said that if the user disables the feature, it should not be re-enabled with updates. John M. Harris Jr. thought it should only be enabled for new installs and not change when upgrading to a new Fedora version. Murphy disagreed to some extent. Quote, because there's a general expectation of getting new features upon upgrade, without having to do a clean install, I think this one should be enabled on upgrades. But I'm not sure how to make sure F32 greater than F33 upgrade does not re-enable if the user has disabled it, but still enable it with F31 greater than F33 since Fedora supports upgrades that skip one release. So yeah, I need to figure that out. Quote ends. He also noted that customizations made to the timer and service unit files should be done in, etc., which would allow those changes to survive an upgrade to the base files that live in, USR. Harris complained that it would be hard for users to discover this change, but others pointed out that there would be an entry in the release notes, which could contain information on how to disable the functionality. Leonard Pettering wondered why the kernel did not simply handle the trimming itself. Waking up user space to tell the kernel to do something strikes him as suboptimal. If this is generally desirable, why is something as trivial as that not a kernel functionality anyway? Vitaly Zaitsev suggested that the trim operation may cause data corruption on some devices, but Pettering pointed out that moving the decision to user space did not change that one way or the other. Beyond that, though, he asked about the difference between this new Fedora feature and the discard mount option for at least ext4, XFS, and BTRFs. So why do we need a user space component to enqueue the same operation if the file systems can do that anyway, at much better times? The mount option does the trim, discard operation for each freed block, Louis Lagandic said, which may lead to unpredictable latencies at unexpected times. Part of the problem is that there is insufficient information available from the devices that would allow the kernel to make the right decision, Murphy said. So other distributions and operating systems have simply been periodically doing a batch trim of the free blocks. Quote, issuing the command once per week harms no one, and benefits a few who happen to have devices that will perform better with this scheduled hint than without it. It's the most universally applicable way of doing it, however subjective. And as mentioned in the proposal, other distributions have had this same unit enabled for many years. Quote ends. In another message, Murphy noted an LWN article from May that described some of the problems with discard. He is not opposed to eventually finding a kernel solution, but it is all rather messy at this point. Quote, there is a huge range of device firmware flash translation layer behaviors. There's no mechanism for that behavior to be announced to the file system or block layer, so that the kernel could adapt accordingly. For example, the FTL flash translation layer can change behavior as the SSD fills up. It leads to users reporting different problems for the same workload, with the same SSD make, model, firmware, differing only in how full the SSD is. Literally, one idea kernel developers have is to enable discard mount option online discard by default. The idea is that inevitably irate end users will compel vendors to fix their shit via ridicule. I find this hilarious because the most civil go fuck yourself invented in the modern era is the expired warranty. I expect this idea would just lead to a lot of finger pointing, and they really should have just done this 9 years ago, hindsight being 2020. Quote ends. There was also some discussion of the discard option in, etc., Cryptab that allows discard operations on LUKS encrypted device mapper volumes to be passed down to the underlying storage device. Setting that option was done for Fedora 27, but, since there is no periodic FSTRIM being done by default, it may not really have helped all that many users, Murphy said. There are some information leaks doing discards on LUKS volumes, however, as Zaitsev noted, which may cause some security-conscious users to disable the feature. As the proposal notes, Ubuntu and OpenSUSE have been enabling FSTRIM timer for some time now, which makes Fedora late to the table. It also means that the feature has been pretty well tested at this point, though. Sometime early in the new year, one would expect the Fedora Engineering Steering Committee (FESCO) to weigh in. Given that Fedora aims to be first, it would seem likely that FESCO will not want the distribution to be left further behind on this. Page editor, Jonathan Corbett.